Family Theater presents Anne Blythe, Marjorie Steele, and Marvin Miller. From Hollywood, the Mutual Network, in cooperation with Family Theater, presents Chickie, starring Marvin Miller and Marjorie Steele. And now, here is your hostess, Anne Blythe.
Thank you, Tony Lafrano. Family Theater's only purpose is to bring to everyone's attention a practice that must become an important part of our lives if we are to win peace for ourselves, peace for our families, and peace for the world. Family Theater urges you to pray. Pray together as a family.
And now to our transcribed drama, Chickie, starring Marjorie Steele as Dorothy and Marvin Miller as Bob.
Anybody home? Dorothy! Chickie!
I'm upstairs, dear. Have a nice day?
By ordinary civilian standards, no, but I loved it.
How do you mean?
Well, for one thing, I tore my overcoat.
Oh, Bob, your new coat?
It's just a little rip. Hey, who clouts all the wooden coat hangers when my back is turned?
Probably Chickie. I told her they were better to hang things on. Let me see your coat.
Oh, it's nothing. It's just a little tear.
I think I can fix it.
Where is she, anyhow? Chickie.
Oh, the Watson boy, Bobby, came by. She went down to see his electric train. She's never seen one.
It's getting kind of late, isn't it?
You're adjusting to fatherhood very quickly.
Well, it's not as if she was brought up in the neighborhood. Well,
Bobby's house is just down the street. She promised to be home by 6. Now, come out in the kitchen and stop knitting your brow.
Yeah, I guess I am making a big thing out of nothing. After all that kid's been through, finding her way around the south side of Chicago ought to be a cinch.
Don't you worry about Chickie. She'll do just fine.
Do you really like her, Dot?
I love her, and so do you, and she loves us. Here, open your own beer.
I'm still wondering if I did the right thing, bringing her home to live with us.
Will you stop wondering? She's the best thing that ever happened to us. We've always wanted a child, and now we've got one.
And you really don't mind that she's not an American?
Bob, what's got into you? I wouldn't care if she were orange with blue stripes. She's Chickie. She's ours. Want a glass?
No, I want a kiss. You're a great woman, Mrs. Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Nicholson. That's worth waiting all day for.
Oh, it's nothing. I got a million of them, a million of them.
And they're all mine, you weasel. Don't forget that.
Oh, none for Chickie?
Well, maybe 1,000 or so. You know what you just asked me about caring whether she was an American?
Yeah?
Well, we had a long talk today while I was fixing her lunch.
What'd she say?
Oh, you know how she never says too much. Just looks and laughs and nods.
Yeah?
And then when she gets very quiet, you can tell she has a question. But you have to pull it out of her.
She's pretty old for 8, isn't she?
Yes, but let me tell you about this.
No, go ahead.
I got to noticing her eyes. How black and shining they are.
They really sparkle, don't they?
That's just what I was going to tell you. I'd always felt that Oriental eyes were, well, kind of expressionless, you know?
Not after you've seen a lot of them.
Well, you let me tell you this.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was wrong. That's all I was going to say. Chickie can look at you and those little eyes of hers flash and twinkle.
You do like her, don't you?
What have I been telling you? I'm crazy about her.
Don, if you'd seen her the first time the way I did 2 years ago, standing alone on that street corner in Busan, shivering, her little face all pinched up.
Will you stop it? She's here now. She's got a home with a warm bed and clothes and 2 people who love her.
Yeah.
And if we can't stop thinking about the past, how can we expect her to?
Yeah. We'll make this some Christmas for her, won't we?
You bet we will.
Be the first real one she's ever had. What do you think we ought to get her for something real special?
Oh, I don't know. She doesn't seem to ask for anything. She's just happy for whatever we give her.
Hey, I got it. A letter to Santa Claus.
No, I don't know that she'll be able to get through a whole letter by herself.
Well, we just have her dictate it then. I'll write it down.
Oh, there she is.
I'll get it.
If her snowsuit's wet, make her bring it into the kitchen.
Okay, honey.
Who's there?
It's me.
Who's me?
Chicky.
Oh, I thought it might be Santa Claus.
No, it's me.
Come on in, honey. How are you?
I'm good, Daddy Bob. Are you good?
Well, I'm fair. Here, let's get that snowsuit off.
I hurry to be late.
You're okay. How'd you like Bobby's electric train?
Oh, it runs and whistles. It's good.
Think you'd like something like that from Santa Claus?
Santa Claus?
The man in the red suit with the white beard. You remember, last year at the Red Cross Center when he came around with that big bag of candy?
Yes, and he was you, Daddy.
Well, I was just substituting for him, taking his place because he couldn't be there that night.
You have good candy.
Everything's good tonight, isn't it, honey?
I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. Here now, hold your arm stiff.
So, this is where I find my husband, holding another woman's hand.
Hello, Mommy, Dad.
How are you, honey?
I'm good.
I believe it. Hungry?
No. No, I had a lamb chop.
Oh, that was lunch. It's dinner time now, stew.
I like some, please.
Then I give you some, please.
Hey, Chickie, where's your overshoes?
I don't have them on, Daddy Bob.
I know you don't. That's what I mean.
Where are they, dear?
Up in where I sleep.
Your bedroom?
Yes. I keep them fine.
But, Chickie, you're supposed to wear them when it's wet and snowy outside, not keep them.
This shoes is warm now. I wear this shoes outside.
Chickie, listen. You wear these shoes, yes, but over them you wear the others at the same time to keep your feet dry.
This shoes my feet dry, okay?
They do not dry your feet, okay? Look, they're soaked through.
Other shoes keep fine. When this shoes bad, I have other shoes.
Oh, honey, you don't have to worry about that. If these shoes wear out, we'll buy you another pair. The overshoes are to wear on top of them.
You understand that now, Chickie? Do you?
Two shoes, same time?
Two shoes, same time. Now, come on, we'll have dinner, and then you and me and Mommy Dot are going to write a letter to Santa Claus.
Write letter?
To tell him what you want for Christmas. What kind of a gift?
Please, we not write letter, please.
Oh, now, don't you worry. You just tell us what you want, we'll put it down.
I don't want.
It's just for a present, Chickie. Something you may have seen in a store. A doll.
I don't want, Mommy Dot. I have the sleeping doll to keep.
Well, you just think it over, honey. If you hit on anything during dinner or while you're taking your bath, we'll scratch off a letter to old St. Nick. Well, what do you say we eat? Boy, she must be waterlogged by now.
Oh, let her slop around the tub for a while. Bob, she loves it.
You know, this is a stall.
A stall?
I know how Chickie's mind works. I'm telling you, this is a stall. There's something wrong.
Oh, Bob.
She's usually through with her bath and prayers in half this time.
Well, we'll hustle her up then.
I wonder if anything's happened at school. Other kids teasing her or something like that.
No, I don't think so. She seemed happy enough this afternoon when she got home.
Well, I'm probably imagining things. You got the stationery?
Yes, dear, and the pen.
Okay.
Chickie?
Yes?
Almost through?
All through.
Here, let me help you into a bathrobe.
You all set?
Yes, Daddy.
Okay, we were thinking we better get that letter off to Santa Claus, Chickie. Time's a-wasting. Be Christmas before you know it.
Yes.
You been able to think of anything you'd like? Anything special?
No.
Oh, come on now. There must be something.
How about a sled, Chickie? Santa has lots of sleds.
I take sled.
Well, you don't have to take a sled if you don't want one.
I take sled fine.
You know, I think we may be a little unfair expecting Chickie to make up her mind so quickly.
Well, Santa's a pretty busy guy around this time of year. You got to get your order in fast.
Chickie, how would you like it if we rode downtown on the IC and had lunch with Daddy tomorrow?
Lunch? I like it, lunch.
Oh, that Daddy really charms him.
Then afterwards we can take a walk up State Street and window shop.
Hey, now that's a good idea. Wait till you see those windows, Chickie. All lighted up, toys, games, Christmas trees. And on each corner, Santa's got his helpers ringing bells. Oh, that's really something.
Having fun, honey?
Oh, I'm having fine fun.
Hey, look. Look over here in this window. You ever see a doll that big?
She's almost as big as you are, Chicky.
Her face is red like my sleeping doll.
Those are her cheeks. She's in good health. Probably had a big lunch like you.
Dolls have big lunch sandwich like me?
Oh, of course not, Chicky. Daddy's teasing you.
Oh.
You got any ideas yet about what you'd like from Santa Claus, honey?
This doll and toy all Santa Claus?
Well, yeah. Yeah, he can bring you anyone he wants.
Who give him all doll and toy?
Santa Claus made them, Chicky, in his workshop. He made these toys for this store so that boys and girls like you can come down and see what they like and then write him a letter asking him for it.
Yeah. See how it works, honey?
Yes. You want me write letter Santa Claus?
Why, of course we do.
What are you going to ask him for?
I tell in letter.
Don't you want to tell us, too?
I tell in letter, please, okay?
Sure. Sure, it's okay, honey. Any way you want to do it. Chicky?
Yes, Daddy Bob.
Almost 8 o'clock, bedtime.
I'd be all done quick.
Okay, you got 5 minutes.
Is she still writing the letter to Santa Claus?
Yeah. Must be quite a list.
Well, after all the things she saw in the stores today, you can't very well blame her.
Yeah, I guess not. I wonder what it was that bothered her.
About writing to Santa Claus?
If that's what it was.
Oh, you can't tell. Maybe she was just uncertain about...
All done, Mommy. All done.
You finished your letter, honey?
Write to Santa Claus, okay. See?
Well, that's wonderful.
Here, I'll get an envelope out of the desk and we'll mail it right off, Chickie.
When he get letter, Mommy?
Santa? Oh, pretty quickly. Oh, they hurry his mail right through.
Tomorrow day?
Maybe, yes.
Here we are, Chickie. Envelope. You want me to dress it for you?
I have a dress, Daddy.
No, I mean... Address it. That's all one word, you see. Address.
It's not something you wear, Chicky. When you address a letter, you write down where you want it to go. The number of the house.
Oh.
Now, Santa Claus's address is the North Pole. Want me to write that for you in the envelope?
What number of the house?
Number one. Santa Claus, number one, North Pole. There. Now, you want to put your letter in the envelope?
Yes, I put letter.
Here you are.
I make fold up small and... Oh,
you dropped it. Here, I'll... Chicky, what's this?
I send it in letter.
What is it?
Why, it's a label from a can of salmon.
Can of salmon? Chicky, what's that doing in your letter?
It's for Santa Claus to send me same fish.
Same fish?
For present. From him.
You asked him to send you a can of salmon for Christmas?
Same fish as paper say.
But, darling, we've got salmon like this in the house right now. You don't have to ask for that for Christmas.
Can't I have fish okay, Mommy?
Oh, sure. Well, honey, that's no present. You can have salmon anytime you want it.
I want from Santa Claus, please.
You mean that's all you want?
All from Santa Claus, please.
Why do you want a can of salmon?
To keep.
Chicky, we'll keep as much salmon around here as you want us to. All you have to do is ask for it.
I keep it too, Mommy, please.
Of course, honey. If that's what you want from Santa Claus, that's what you'll get.
Sure, we'll mail off your letter tonight. I give us a kiss.
Nighty-tight, Daddy Bob.
Nighty-tight, sweetie.
Nighty-tight, Mommy Doc.
Night, darling. Hop in now.
I hop, okay. Nighty-tight.
Night.
Night, darling.
See you tomorrow. Well, we found out what she wants.
A can of salmon. I guess we keep forgetting what she's been through. How little security she's had.
No, that's just it, Dot.
What's just it?
I don't keep forgetting. I remember every bit of it. That's why I don't understand this.
Well, it seems pretty obvious. The child was begging in the streets when you found her. Her parents were dead. She didn't even know where her next meal was coming from.
I don't mean that part of it. Sure, she wants a can of salmon. She wants it to keep, so she'll always have something to eat just in case.
Well?
Well, then why didn't she ask for two cans or half a dozen cans while she was at it?
Chickie's not a greedy child.
Don't you kid yourself. They were all greedy. Half crazy with hunger. How else could you expect them to be?
Well?
I don't know. Something's gone sour here. We've done something wrong.
But, Bob, she knows we love her.
I'm sure she does.
Then what's left?
I'm not certain, but I think it's a Santa Claus business. For some reason or another, she's afraid of it.
How are you doing, Miss Housekeeper?
I clean the rug good, Mommy.
You clean the rug great, honey. Here, let me turn off the vacuum for you. Say, you've done a fine job.
I clean every Saturday morning, okay?
Okay, good, fine. But where's my coffee, you two loafers?
Hi, morning, Daddy.
Hi, morning. Big kiss for the old man?
Yes.
Mm. Hi, morning, Daddy. Anything left for the old lady?
Just a smidgen, old lady. Now about that coffee. Oh, there's always something.
Oh, it's just the mailman.
I'll go. Maybe it's my Santa Claus letter.
What's the Santa Claus letter stuff?
I told you yesterday she expects to get a letter from him.
A letter from Santa Claus?
That's right. I haven't been able to find out why she expects it, but she does.
Here is letters, Mommy Dot. I'd get one for me?
Well, let's see. A bill, one for Daddy. Another bill, advertisement. No, Chickie, nothing for you.
Okay. Want you coffee now?
All right.
How about some eggs?
No thanks, Dot. Hey, Chickie.
Uh-huh.
Sit down here next to me while Mommy gets a coffee.
I sit next.
Now, what's this letter you expect to get from Santa Claus?
Christmas Day next week. He sends letters soon, okay?
Why do you think he's going to send you a letter?
Here we go, Mr. Nicholson.
Oh, thanks, honey. You can tell us, Chickie. Why?
I make him letter. He make me letter.
You mean just send you an answer?
Yes, answer.
Oh, well now. Oh, Santa's a very busy guy, Chickie. I don't think he'd have time to write.
He'd write, tell me what he want for fish.
For fish?
I write, tell him I want canned fish. He write, tell me what he want for canned fish. Okay?
Chickie, that's not how it works. You don't have to give Santa anything.
He give fish.
But, honey, that'll be a gift. A Christmas gift. He doesn't expect anything from you.
Why he give fish, then?
Well, he wants to. That's the whole idea of Christmas. It's the season of giving. That's one of the pleasant things about it, being able to give.
Santa Claus, only one give at Christmas, you say?
Well, Chickie, he's not really the only one that gives. You'll get other presents.
I don't write for other presents.
Dot, I think Chickie's a little grown up for what we've been telling her.
I grown up 8 years, okay?
Yeah. You've seen a lot of things in those 8 years that most American boys and girls never see. Did you know that, Chickie?
What I see, Daddy?
You saw your house fall down and your parents go away.
They go away to heaven, you say?
Yeah, that's where they went.
We go there someday, visit?
Well, not for a long time, honey, but well, that's what Christmas is sort of a substitute for. We have to wait our turn to get into heaven. And that's why God sent his son down here on the first Christmas a long time ago to remind us that we will get there if we try to be good.
God sent baby son. Mommy show me Bible book.
And what's his name?
Baby Jesus.
That's right. And he was the first Christmas gift. So when we say that Santa Claus is going to bring you something, we don't really mean that Santa is a person. He's just a name we have for the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of giving that the baby Jesus brought to the world when he was born.
Is good to give?
It's not only good, honey. It's fun. All those people we saw downtown the other day, you know why they were smiling and happy?
They happy for get Christmas presents?
No, it's just the other way around. They're happy because they're going to give Christmas presents. It's lots more fun to give things than to get them.
But I have to have things to keep.
Well, sure, so do all of us, but...
I'll get it.
That door?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the tree.
Christmas tree?
Yes, come on, you two. Give me a hand here.
Yeah, right with you, honey.
Oh, thanks ever so much, Mr. O'Malley.
Hey, that is a big fella.
I'm going to have to trim that top a little.
Nice full branches, though.
What'd they get us for it?
$10.
Yeah. Mommy, Dot?
Yes, honey?
Mr. Melly not give Christmas tree?
No, honey. He sold it to us.
Well, that's what he does for a living. He has to sell them.
Maybe he likes sell tree more than give tree. Maybe so he have money to keep.
Well, maybe he does it that, Chickie.
Well, shall we get the tree into the front room, Bob? Chickie and I can get down the lights and stuff while you set it up.
Yeah. We might as well.
You hand me that star, honey.
Here.
Thanks.
It looks just beautiful, Bob.
Yeah, but next year let's not try to lick this job all in one day. Boy, I'm beat.
You ought to be. It's almost midnight.
Hold the ladder a minute, will you?
I got it.
I hope I get this thing on straight the first time. There. How's she look?
Let me get back a little. Bob, it's the prettiest tree I've ever seen.
Well, I hope Chickie likes it. To keep.
Oh, you mustn't be too disappointed about that, dear.
I really thought I was getting through to her about giving.
But she's only a child.
That's why I'm disappointed. A couple of years from now, sure, we can explain it to her. Her mind will grasp it.
Well, we can wait.
Yeah, but she can't. This is something kids should know about Christmas without being told. It's just something they should feel. It's just not Christmas unless they do.
You explained it as well as you could.
Who do you figure that for?
Oh, I can't imagine this hour. Bobby.
Hi, Mrs. Nicholson.
You're out pretty late.
My dad just got off work. He and Mom are out in the car. We're driving up to my uncle's farm tonight to spend Christmas.
Wonderful. Bob, you know Bobby Watson.
Sure. Hiya, Bobby.
Fine, Mr. Nicholson. I just wanted to stop by and leave this present for Chickie.
Well, that's very thoughtful.
I won't be here, and then I wanted to have it for Christmas.
Bobby, just a minute. I'll get Chickie up, and you can give it to yourself.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Miss Nicholson.
Isn't it kind of late, Dot?
Oh, she can sleep tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Gee, she didn't have to wake her up.
Well, come to think of it, Bob, Chickie will want to say goodbye to you anyhow.
Yeah. Gosh, that's some tree, Mr. Nicholson.
I'll tell you a secret, Bobby. It was some job, too.
Looks keen, though. It was worth it.
Well, here's our sleepyhead, Bobby.
Hi, Chickie.
Hi, Bobby.
I won't be here for Christmas, so I brought you a present. Here.
This? For me?
Sure. It isn't much, but I brought it out of my own money.
I thank for you give this to me.
Pleasure was all mine. Well, I gotta go now. My folks are waiting.
Goodbye, Bob. Merry Christmas to you. Say hello to your folks for us.
Sure, same to you. Merry Christmas, Chickie.
Merry Christmas, Bobby.
So long.
Well, wasn't that sweet?
Yeah. He's quite a kid, huh, Chickie?
He give... Bobby, your present?
Why, Chickie, don't cry.
There's nothing to cry about, honey.
And he smile and laugh all the time.
Honey, that's nothing to feel bad about.
I think she's afraid he expects something from her now.
I have sleeping doll.
Don't worry, baby, don't worry.
Look, it's like I told you this morning, honey. Around Christmas time, people just like to give things. Now, Bobby doesn't expect you to trade him your sleeping doll for this present.
But all I have is sleeping doll.
Honey, Bobby doesn't want your doll.
I know. That I said for. He not want sleeping doll.
What do you mean?
He want train bridge or tunnel. And I have just give sleeping doll.
You mean you want to give him your doll?
I, I want.
Why?
Well, he give present me and smile and laugh and I get present and be sad.
So now you want to give him something so you'll be the one who can smile and laugh.
I want... Mommy, Dot?
Yes, honey?
My overshoes keep fine. I have in box to keep. Maybe give overshoes Bobby, okay?
Oh, no, honey.
We'll help you get him a present, Chickie. You just hang on to your overshoes.
But I have in box to keep.
Sure, but you've got something a lot better to keep now.
I got...
You got...
What did I got, Daddy?
The right idea, Chickie. You've got the right idea about giving. About Christmas.
This is Anne Blythe again. You know, we've all heard the theme of tonight's story expressed in the simple statement that it is better to give than to receive. In fact, we've probably heard that statement so much that we no longer realize exactly what it means. When we say it is better to give than to receive, we mean it's better personally for the giver, since only through giving can we receive the kind of warm inner glow that comes from a happy heart. We alone can give ourselves that feeling by giving to others. It doesn't matter what you give, really. A new necktie, a word of advice, a smile. The result is always the same. You feel better for having given it. It's like that with prayer, too. For prayer is giving. When we pray, we ask God to accept our love and gratitude. Even when we pray for something, we are still the giver, since through the very act of prayer, we give testimony to God of our faith and trust in Him. And through that giving, we somehow receive from God a sense of reassurance that in His goodness, His mercy, and His compassion, He will hear our prayers and answer them. So it's true. It is better to give than to receive. And here's something else that's equally true. The family that prays together stays together.
More things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. From Hollywood, Family Theater has brought you transcribed Chickie, starring Marjorie Steele and Marvin Miller. Anne Blythe was your hostess. Others in our cast were Jill Oppenheim and Peter Votrian. The music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman, and the script was written and directed by John T. Kelly. This series of Family Theater broadcasts is made possible by the thousands of you who feel the need for this type of program, by the Mutual Network, which has responded to this need, and by the hundreds of stars of stage, screen, and radio who give so unselfishly of their time and talent to appear on our Family Theater stage. To them and to you, our humble thanks. This is Tony Lafrano expressing the wish of Family Theater that the blessing of God may be upon you and your home, and inviting you to be with us next week when Family Theater will present Ruth, starring Dennis Day, Tom Tully, and Gigi Perreault. Join us, won't you? Family Theater is broadcast throughout the world and originates in the Hollywood studios of the world's largest network. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.